Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nenginam Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland signs MOU to promote jute and natural fiber cultivation. Advisor S. Kyoshu Yimkyung calls on youth to lead true creator economy. Nagaland set to get major boost in connectivity with BSNL Swadeshi 4G network rollout. And Hindi Pakwada concludes at Akashvani Kohima. Now the news in detail. Nagaland government has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the National Jute Board, Jute Corporation of India Limited and ICAR Central Research Institute for Jute and Allied Fibers, West Bengal. The signing took place today between Agricultural Production Commissioner Wepre Kenye and officials from the three entities in the presence of Joint Secretary Fiber, Ministry of Textiles Padmini Singla. The MOU will be for 5 years and aims to promote and expand jute cultivation across the state, building on the existing farming practices. It seeks to encourage more farmers to grow jute on a larger scale, improve agronomy and cultivation techniques, and ultimately help farmers achieve better quality jute, higher yields, and increase income. In addition to jute, the MOU includes introducing new-age natural fibers like sisal, flax, and rami. These fibers will be cultivated on a pilot scale to explore their potential as alternative crops. The initiative seeks to diversify fiber production and support sustainable agriculture. Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports S. Kyoshu Yimkyung underscored the significance of the creator economy as a powerful force that transcends across sectors. Addressing the state-level youth festival today at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima, he encouraged youth to use digital platforms to share Naga stories, preserve traditions, and pursue innovation. He said the space offers livelihood, entrepreneurship, and is a driver of national growth, emphasizing the need for active youth contribution in realizing Viksit Bharat at 2047. The event featured competitions in folk song, folk dance, and declamation. Ahead of the nationwide inauguration of BSNL's Swadeshi 4G network tomorrow, the Northeast 2 Telecom Circle held a press conference today in Dimapur. Chief General Manager N. Murali said the rollout features BSNL's indigenous 4G and 5G ready network under the 37,000 crore rupees project.
Great occasion for all of us to celebrate this day, because all other operators are having 4G, but we are also having 4G. There is a lot of difference between their 4G and 5G. 4G, because our 4G is developed by our Indian people. So that is a unique equipment, unique service. No other service provider is having this in-house technology. This is the vision of our Prime Minister, Atmanirbhar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil over 97,500 towers tomorrow, including 92,600 by BSNL. Mr. Murali said more than 18,900 towers under the Digital Bharat Nidhi will connect 26,700 unserved villages, many in remote and sensitive areas. For the Northeast 2 Circle, comprising Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland and Manipur, nearly 2,000 4G sites are planned for Swadeshi 4G network. Out of this, Nagaland is set to get 421 sites under Digital Bharat Nidhi, while 187 existing 2G or 3G towers will be upgraded. So far, 783 villages have been connected across the region. The 15-day-long Hindi Pakwada organized by Akashvani Kohima culminated today. To mark the occasion, a competition on Hindi film songs for central government employees and members of Town Official Language Implementation Committee was held today. Speaking at the event, head of program Akashvani, Ella Kaina, highlighted the role of Akashvani in promoting Hindi and shaping the country's cultural landscape.
आकाशवाणी ने भारत के सांस्कृतिक परिदर्शय को आकर देने में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाई है। अपने विविध कार्यक्रमों के माध्यम से आकाशवाणी ने न केवल देश भर के लाखों श्रोताओं का मनोरंजन किया है, बल्कि उन्हें शिक्षित और सूचित भी किया है। हिंदी को बढ़ावा देने की इसकी प्रतिबद्धता ने इस भाषा और इसकी समृद्ध साहित्यिक विरासत को भारत के कोने कोने तक फैलाने में मदद की है।
Staff from CRPF, DDK, PIB, NILIT and Postal Service participated in the competition. DG Long from 45 Assam Rifles won the first prize, followed by Prakash Singha from Postal Services and Dhanpal from 105 Battalion BSF, while 5 participants received consolation prizes. During the program, winners of various competitions held throughout the festival were also felicitated. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. As part of the Swasthanari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan, Akashvani Kohima organized a health camp for all the staff and family members today in collaboration with the Office of the Chief Medical Officer, Kohima District. Orenthang Izung, District Supervisor William J. Clinton Foundation, gave an overview of the activities undertaken during the camp.
The activities that were undertaken during the camp were anemia screening and counseling for adolescent girls and women, antenatal care and immunization. Also, we had medical mobile unit for general health screening, the anemia screening by BSK, and the NCD screenings from the development partners, Doctors for You, the Clinton Foundation, did the screening of tuberculosis using ultra-portable X-ray machine. The total OPD registration done today at the camp was more than 60 plus.
Under the next generation GST reforms, stationery items such as notebooks, graph books, sharpeners, pencils have been made completely tax-free. The tax cut in this sector will ease the financial strain on students and make these products more affordable. Similar reduction has been made for footwear, not exceeding the sale value of 2,500 rupees. The significant deduction in tax rates will not just make products affordable for the common man, but will also boost the manufacturing unit and the nation's economy. Minister Narendra Modi on 21st of this month has also urged the citizens to adopt Swadeshi products, supporting domestic industries, small manufacturers, local artisans and MSME. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has transformed connectivity through an internet revolution, bridging villages, cities and people across India.
A quiet transformation is unfolding across India, powered by the reach of broadband and the speed of next-generation mobile networks. At its core lies the BharatNet project, weaving a digital highway that now reaches over 2.18 lakh gram panchayats, carried with Nehli. While launching the optical fiber internet services project in Bihar 5 years ago, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it was hard to imagine villages having more internet users than cities. But today, this has become a reality.
भारत के गांवों में इंटरनेट का उपयोग करने वालों की संख्या कभी शहरी लोगों से ज्यादा हो जाएगी, ये कुछ साल पहले तक सोचना भी मुश्किल था। गांव की महिलाएं, किसान, गांव के युवा भी इतनी आसानी से इंटरनेट का इस्तेमाल करेंगे, इस पर भी बहुत लोग सवाल उठाते थे, लेकिन अब ये सारी स्थितियां बदल चुकी।
Under the Narendra Modi government, India has emerged as one of the world's most affordable countries for mobile data. Internet data prices have seen a reduction of nearly 97% compared to 2014. Hand in hand comes the leap of 5G connectivity.
Continuing the series of surprise inspections across government offices, Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thung Aw Paton today visited several departments in Wokha. This included the Horticulture Office, Public Health Engineering Department, District Planning and Machinery Office and Land Resources Office. A total of 12 staff members were found absent across the departments. Mr. Paton emphasized the need for all departments to uphold discipline and accountability to ensure that citizens receive the services they rightfully deserve. He stated that such inspections will continue to reinforce a culture of responsibility and transparency within the government machinery. The Deputy Chief Minister was accompanied by Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar, Superintendent of Police Relo Aye, and representatives from Lotha Hoho and Lotha Students Union. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland signs MOU to promote jute and natural fiber cultivation. Advisor S. Kyoshu Yimkyung calls on youth to lead through creator economy. Nagaland set to get major boost in connectivity with BSNL Swadeshi 4G network rollout. And Hindi Pakwada concludes at Akashvani Kohima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.